When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome back to Take 20.
Hi, guys.
Today we have a really, really fun episode because...
Oh, okay,
well, you could hear her.
Now you know who it is. It's our mom.
Say so hi, excited. Mom. This is Melissa, our mother.
I got up at 5:45 this morning and I was like... I'm going to be on the podcast today. I'm so excited.
We knew that she'd be so excited. Her name is also Margaret sometimes.
Margaret? Oh my gosh. That's a whole other thing that I think we actually spoke about that on the podcast. We love you so much. We talk about you in like every episode. So we felt it was very necessary. I feel like you love that we talk about you.
I mean, she posts.
Oh, yes. I record that section and then
she posts it on her Instagram.
Yeah, I always know the first day our podcast came out, we talked about her on the first episode and she came into my room and was like, can you crop this for me and screen record this for me? Cause I don't know how to do it. And I was like, oh, okay. You just want to post a part where we say your name.
And now look
I just asked CP. I'm like, hey, can you get that part where the girls talked about me and cut and paste it for
that's
me?
Hilarious. Okay. Well, why don't we just get into it? Why don't you tell the people, Mom? Why don't you introduce yourself? What do you do every day? What's your life like?
Well, I'm a mom. I identify as a 32-year-old mom.
But you're not 32.
Yes. But what I do all day is basically watch puppy dogs and run errands for you guys. And I love it.
She's an incredible mom, you guys.
I already came to your house this morning to pick up something, went to FedEx and
she's like our own. It's funny now because now that I've moved out, she's it's like almost like she's our person, like you're just so oh my gosh. Boots just opened the door.
Come
on. Okay, you can come in, but you have to sit, okay?
He's a good boy.
So we obviously like grew up working with our mom, which was an interesting dynamic. I feel like that's not a normal circumstance for a lot of families. So we started working. Kenzie was 6 and I was 8, and we started a reality show with our mom, which is such a like interesting way to grow up.
Yeah.
How was that for you, Mom?
I mean, I was lucky because I got to be with you guys 24/7. So that's the lucky part of it. I mean, and I got to see everything all the time. So I was lucky because a lot of moms have to work full time and then send their kids to daycare and they don't get to see them until evening. But I got to see you guys all the time. So
was it hard seeing us in that environment, though, like as a mom?
For sure. I hated it. I had to bite my tongue all the time. If I would be on, you know, a reality show with you guys in the same situation, I'd probably be put in jail.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting now because looking back, which obviously we don't have to dwell on this topic because, you know, but yeah. It's definitely interesting because when we were younger and you would stick up for us, we'd always be like scared of like, oh no, we don't want to like make it worse.
We'd like, Moms. Me not to.
Yeah, we'd be like, Mom, don't, whatever. But now looking back, it's so fair that you wanted to stick up for us because you were your kids and you just wanted to protect us as much as you can. And you did such a good job doing that. So, yeah, it's cool to see that perspective now.
So what do you think your favorite memory with us is? Because I feel like we have so many, but we don't really remember anything from when we were younger.
I have so many great memories with you guys. Like, it's really funny when I go through the photo albums, it makes me kind of choked up.
I knew the tears were going to come. I just didn't know they were going to come this quickly.
Early.
No, because I loved every age. It's really funny when people say, oh, I can't wait till my kids grow up. I'm like, what? That's crazy. Like, I loved when you were infants. I didn't care when you cried. I liked all the stages. Like, Mackenzie didn't want me to put her down for 4 years. She'd be, Mommy, I want to be back in your belly. I'm like, I know. And, I mean, I love that. But the one thing that was really, really fun was your birthday party. Mackenzie was 3 and you were 5. And we did ponies up and down the street in our neighborhood. And that was like so fun because of your eyes and you were just, it was just like a really special time. But like all of our little vacations, like to Disney and to Hawaii with Greg, and you know, we just have so many fun memories. Yeah,
right.
And mind you, we did all of this while in matching outfits. My mom used to match us all the time. But didn't I have like a moment, Mom, where I was like, I don't want to match anymore?
So you were like 6 and you said, Mom, I don't want to do this anymore. And I said, okay. So then I did you in coordinating outfits.
Which was like what?
Like color coordinating? Like the same, like it was Gymboree. So our neighbor, Melissa, she worked in Gymboree. So she would drop off the whole line and let me go through it. And then she would charge me for whatever I kept.
Oh my gosh.
She was the best. Then I would just get like big girl and little girl stuff. And
cute.
The same color.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Okay, we need to settle this right now. Who?
What are you about to
who
say?
Who was the more troubled kid when they were younger? Because I still don't know this. It was probably
what do you
me.
Mean? Like, what does that?
When
mean?
We were younger. Like, who would like have temper tantrums? Who would? Start,
well,
you know,
Maddie was the easiest baby. I could take her to get like my nails and pedicure and my hair color, and she would just sit on my lap. And then when you came along, Kenzie, you just were like such a busy little beaver, and you were just like run. Like, I couldn't really go to dinner with you when you were little because you wouldn't let me put you in a chair. I had to eat like and bounce.
And she's like, let's go.
I'm still like that.
I took you guys everywhere, but you were a little bit difficult.
Well, but like, I still am.
No, you're not. You're like the easiest kid ever.
No.
Oh my God, you're so easy. And all my friends say that too. It's funny.
That's really what, nice. What made you feel, cause I know there's like the saying that people are like, you're never actually ready until you have a kid, you know, like you can never really prepare yourself. But was there a moment where you were like, I'm really ready to have kids?
No, I mean, I always wanted to be a mom because like all my friends wouldn't go to college and I'm like, I want to be a mom.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I always wanted to be. So no, because I always kind of took care of everybody's kids.
Yeah.
You know, like your brothers, they were little and I used to have all the like 12 cousins sleep over for every holiday and I would take them bowling and I would take them, you know, do parties. And then you guys came along and it was just so fun. I mean, it was.
You were definitely destined to be a mom, like dog mom.
Oh yeah.
Or even just like you said, you even just provide for like, you used to provide for all of our friends at the dance studio and all mm-hmm. of our school friends. Like you've just always been so generous with yourself
everyone.
And you give so much to everyone. But I feel like I have to practice more like self-care for yourself because you've spent your whole life giving to everyone mm-hmm. and you still do.
Mm-hmm. But now I'm doing charity work. So that's like taking all my, you know, all my free time, which I love.
Exactly.
Yeah. Guys, our mom bakes 500 cookies for every
every
week for the homeless shelter, or for the homeless, which is like
amazing.
And also I'm sure that's so special to them, because cookies are just such like a warm... you like when you grow up, like your mom makes you cookies or your grandma makes you cookies. I feel like it's like a very like comfort thing, so it's very 100%. Sweet.
And they're very sweet cookies. They're delicious. Ugh.
It's just such an issue having the cookies in our house all the time, though. Because
I only let you have two, though. I always say you can have two.
You let me have two.
Because then you have to give the rest away. Is that why?
Well, I say only in even numbers because I bake in even numbers.
So you're like, if I give two away, then the rest will be even for everyone else, right?
Yeah, but then she liked her leftovers. She puts in the little cookie thing and they'll be gone in a day.
Yeah.
And my friends love her cookies. It's just,
they're so good. Also, you don't even use a recipe. You just make them. She just kind of goes with it. It's so crazy.
And they actually taste good.
They actually taste good every time. Also, okay, I'm very interested in this because we actually never really talked about this, Kenzie. You're going to be like, whoa, this is weird to talk about. Why did you name us what we're named, and like, why? Like, what was that about?
I wanted to have M names.
Really?
To do that. So that's why I did M. So I knew that I wanted all M names. I wanted six kids. So,
oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. You wanted six? I didn't know that.
I did.
Uh-huh. Yep. I always wanted six kids.
Why does Maddie know this and I don't?
Well, she's talked about it a bunch. So go on. Why'd you name us what we name?
But M's, I just, when you guys were born, there wasn't like the internet like it is today. So I bought a book and I would just circle M's.
Oh,
you know?
Cute.
You know, and it was really, I had some really, really cute names, but I just loved your names.
Yeah. It's also funny because we don't even like, because my mom used to scrapbook like all of our childhood memories. And we have just so many different scrapbooks of all of our memories. And you used to write every day, like in the calendar, like what activity we did that day. But even the day I was born, in the scrapbook, you were calling me Maddie, even though my full name is Madison. Like, from day one. And Kenzie literally never goes by Mackenzie. So it's kind of funny that we didn't really, like, stick to our... I'm sure one day we'll want to be called by our full names, but...
Maybe, because I was Missy my whole life, and then...
And now you go by Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I loved being pregnant, by the way.
You were so cute pregnant.
You were the cutest pregnant woman ever.
You're so cute. Didn't you have braces?
I had braces when I was pregnant with you, Ken's.
That's so cute.
Because my parents couldn't afford them, and then so that I got them later in life.
That's so funny.
Well, you looked really cute with them. I have never seen someone pull off braces.
Also, literally, do you have any of your old dresses like from when you were younger? Because
oh my gosh,
literally,
please, hand them
we
over.
Would wear all of them. Whenever I see old photos of you, like in the scrapbooks, where you're wearing this like hot black silk dress, I'm like, why didn't you keep that? Because we would be wearing that today.
Yes. Oh, I have that dress.
Oh my gosh,
I want it.
I have that dress at home.
We'll share it. We'll share it.
Oh my gosh! Listen, I go to Pittsburgh first, so I get to do the raid.
Yeah, as if you're gonna wear it in the snow.
I will.
I was looking through my closet the other day because I was donating stuff, and I'm like, you guys probably would love some of my stuff. I have really like old jackets and stuff. Yes. I'm like, oh, you need to look through my closet.
Can we please? Is it in Pittsburgh?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Okay, this is like on a more serious note. What was your biggest fear about raising kids?
Other people. I hated like school bus. I was always worried about your life going on the school bus, which you only went on once. And Kenzie forgot to get on. So that's another story in itself. I was always worried about other people like stealing you or hurting you or being mean to you. So.
And now we're like in the industry that's the most like
cutthroat, just like scary place to be.
I know, but I taught you well, and you're never alone in any situation.
It's true. It's true. And it's funny because you weren't even like a helicopter mom. Like you always let us do what we want. You always
If I didn't want to dance, she was like, quit.
Yeah.
And then I did quit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's like literally probably the best thing. One of the best things about you is you never pushed us to do anything. Like mm-hmm. a lot of the girls that we danced with in our dance studio ended up not liking dance because their moms would make them practice at home.
Right.
And you only put us in dance because one, like obviously you did it in the beginning just because, oh, it's cute, I'll put my daughters in something. And then they actually mm-hmm. ended up liking it. So I then, you know, treated them to that because that's something they were passionate about. But I feel like we never lost our passion for the things we do because you never pushed us to do it.
Right.
And the food issue, like, I think that like the moms, some of the moms at the studio wouldn't let their kids eat. Oh, they're not allowed to eat carbs or they're not allowed to eat sugar. I'm like, eat whatever you want. You're a kid.
Yeah. I tell Maddie this all the time, but like when I feel the most insecure, I always walk downstairs and you're always like, oh, your body looks so nice. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's so nice. Like, that makes me so happy.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I kind of want to be you, you know?
Oh my God. Listen, you have a banging body too, Mom.
You do. You do have a really
good body. For your age, we always say this.
No, for your age.
I'm saying, like, you look younger
now. You look younger
your
now.
Age now than you did when mm-hmm. you were 30 years old, is what I'm saying. I wasn't saying, mm-hmm. like, oh, your body look, she looks has, nice for your age.
Guys, if you can see her right now, she has a high ponytail curled with hoops. Like, that
in a pink bedroom.
Yeah. She's living her best
teenage life.
Yes.
Teenage life.
What kind of parent did you have, like an expectation of like, oh, I think I'm gonna be like this parent when I'm older? Or did you kind of just wing it and be like, I'm just gonna see how it goes? And then
I knew I'd be like my mom.
Yeah. So she was your inspiration going into having kids.
Oh yeah. Because we played games, we baked together. I always sat in the kitchen and talked to her while she cooked. She never taught me how to cook, but she taught me how to bake. But my mom was so fun and she would like break out and dance and, you know,
just like you
and just like me. And she would sing just like me, really good.
We've grown up with our mom singing opera in the house, which is hilarious. Obviously not seriously. Like she would do it,
But she still does it like randomly. Like remember yesterday we heard her singing downstairs.
We were upstairs and we heard you singing opera downstairs by yourself. We're like, what is she doing?
I was singing to the puppies.
Oh, yeah, we know you were.
I was saying,
also Kenzie, I was saying this the other day, I was like, I always used to like kind of make fun of mom for like being the way she is with the puppies because she's like probably the craziest dog mom I've ever met, but now having our own dogs, we have implemented so many of the things that you do with your dogs. Like we treat them
like humans. Well, I can say though, yes, we do talk to our dogs, but
not the way mom to
mom. I will like.
They're so smart. Our Boots and Ivy have such a vocabulary. I cannot believe how smart they are.
I will be walking down the stairs, and she'll literally be talking to Ivy like, "So, what do you want to do today? You want to do this? You want to do this? You want to?" And I'm like,
"Mackenzie's like, who's there?" I'm like, "What do you mean?"
I'm always like, "Who are you talking to?" And she's like, "Ivy."
It's very cute, though.
She said they have a great vocabulary.
Well, she told me she didn't want to be home by herself the other day, so I had to take her on all my errands, and it was like, oh, it was so hard. But
I think the best thing is you use them as an excuse. Like she'll be like, oh, Ivy's laying on me, so can you please go get me a water from the fridge? I don't want to wake her.
Or my favorite is when she's like, she'll call me and she's like, oh my gosh, you know, Boots just FaceTimed me and he wants to come over and have a sleepover.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, did he? Did he FaceTime you? Because I didn't see that happen. Yeah. Okay, well, Mom, this has been so much fun, but we actually, you guys, we are doing a part two with our mom. So stay tuned for this next episode.
Be asking her juicy questions.
So it's not over yet. Get ready, Mom. We're going to ask you some good questions.
Okay, yay.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Best day of my life.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844 for Take20.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.